Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
That's right. Actually, going to dive in the mind of us. As Clint Sterner is out today, Luke Morrow is in. But we're going to hold down Dirty's Daily.
Former state champion mind.
You're damn right.
The show, Hugo.
Damn right. Dirty's Daily, which is powered by Mo Karam Injury Lawyers. Hard as hell to say, easy to dial. 281-222-2222.
I hear they keep it 100.
I believe they do. Once again, if you didn't get that number, 281 and a bunch of twos following it. 222-2222.
Oh. That's what you should have yelled back at that lady.
Yeah.
Hey.
I'm a high school state champ.
Damn it. All right.
You don't know what you're yelling at.
Dirty's Daily today is going to be powered by Mo Karam Injury Lawyers.
I thought that's what Luke was saying. I was like, yeah, that'd have been weird.
Hard as hell to say.
That too.
Hard as hell to say, ma'am.
Yeah, get those workouts sponsored.
Easy to dial.
You get hurt at this line. I got you.
281. And you figure out the two. 222-2222. There it is.
Twink it,
too. Yo, have a good time. Again, she meant well. It just, she just destroyed me for the next 3 minutes of my walk.
It was rude.
It was. Speaking of hearing Bill Walton, rest in peace. Rest in peace to Jim Irsay, as the Colts owner passed away yesterday. Reports are that he died peacefully coming from his family. But 65 years old, the owner of the Colts didn't see that one coming. A statement from the Texans, from the McNair family, from Janice, Hannah, and Cal McNair. We are deeply saddened to learn of the passing of Jim Irsay. Our heartfelt condolences are with the Irsay family and the Colts organization during this devastating time. For decades, Jim was a pillar in our NFL family and a fierce competitor while also being a great friend. He will be missed, but his impact on the game will be felt in Indianapolis and across the league for many years to come. Again, that was from the McNair family. Just a really sad thing. 65 years old. Didn't hear that he was sick. Maybe there'll be more that comes out, but didn't hear that he was sick, anything like that. Passes away at 65 years old. You say that's young. Hell, that's my mom's 66. Still feeling, and she's still feeling young, moving around. So that is a really terrible situation for the Colts and their family. And Jim Irsay, I know a lot's talked about with Jim Irsay, but just a sad time, sad situation there.
Yeah, sure is. I was shocked to see that. It's
I was caught off guard by that.
Yeah, and it's weird too, you know, because peacefully in his sleep, but it was in the afternoon. He was tweeting earlier, so maybe it was a nap during the day, but it's just odd. We might get more details. I don't know if he was dealing with something, if he was sick, or who
You're
knows.
Right. He did tweet. He had just tweeted.
Yeah, support for the Pacers.
Yeah. Yeah,
That morning. Yeah,
Tyler, so. You were just He was buying you drinks.
I just had a drink with him like months ago.
Oh, wow.
At Toyota Center. He bought you drinks when Tyler was sitting.
That's what kind of freaked me out and kind of made me sit back last night when the news hit.
Yeah. Yeah. It was startling. And 65 is young, and I think it's even younger for people that have money. I'm always surprised when millionaires pass away a little bit younger because theoretically they have the resources to be able to handle things and live longer than the average person. So that too stood out. And then from, you know, that's most important, and thoughts and prayers to the family and the Colts organization and everything, of course. But then the sports aspect too is just you wonder about the Colts moving forward because, you know, frankly, the Saints and even the Pelicans have been kind of a mess since Tom Benson passed away. The Seahawks haven't really been the same since Paul Allen passed away. So you just wonder, his daughter's going to run the Colts organization?
Is that what they said, who's going
to
run?
Yeah, that's who he left it to. It's up to them what they want to do. But I don't know how involved they've been in the past, if they're just now stepping into it for the first time. So it's kind of like maybe a rudderless ship. So just from a sports perspective, you also wonder what the future of the Colts is going to be like. But I was sad to see the news. I always liked Jim Irsay, and sad to see him pass away.
Breaking news from Sports Radio 610 is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
All right, Tyler's got some breaking news in the middle of Dirty's Daily. What you got?
Yes, little baseball breaking news here for you on a Thursday regarding these Astros. Multiple sources now reporting the last few minutes. Well, it's not good. Ronel Blanco, that elbow of his, he is going on the injured list, and he is going to be seeking a second medical opinion on his injured elbow, Joe Espada has just told the press. The first opinion showed, quote, inflammation, Espada said.
All right, to go along with that, Chandler Rome reports the Astros are calling up Colton Gordon to take Blanco's spot in the active rotation. So Gordo will be back, or Bixby, whatever one you call him. Again, breaking news there, Ronel Blanco, we kind of feared, as I said, at the least, he'll go on the IL, you would think. They're going to be cautious with him. Could it be worse? Like, when I hear this, fellas, Ronel Blanco is going on the injured list and seeking a second opinion on his injured elbow, Joe Espada said. The first opinion showed inflammation. But, like, if you're seeking a second opinion on inflammation, like, what do you need a second opinion on if it's
good.
Just inflammation?
Something's inflamed.
Like, have you heard something different? Like, is it just inflammation? Like, right now, if they say, hey, man, your knee's kind of swollen, you got some inflammation there. All right. You know what? To hell with that. I'm going to go get a second opinion on inflammation. Like, I would imagine if this is an elbow thing and you're getting a second opinion, it may be something that you're fearing worse than that.
For sure. Second opinion's never a good thing. Right? You never get good news and then go for a second opinion. So it's always something bad. And, yeah, everything about this has reeked from the moment it started. It's not good. You might as well call up Dr. James Andrews in Louisville now.
Is he in Louisville now? I thought he was in Alabama.
Oh, maybe he's in Alabama. I don't know where he is. Wherever he is, you better find him.
You just said Louisville with such confidence. Somebody find out where Dr. James Andrews, the most famous surgeon. I mean, any athlete, any WWE wrestler.
Well, this is not good.
My guess was going to be Birmingham, Alabama, maybe Hoover, Alabama. I feel like he's somewhere in Alabama is where I felt like people would go with old James Andrews or whatever. What's his name?
James Andrews. Yeah, James Dr. James Andrews. Yeah. Dr. James Andrews.
Dr. James Andrews. But, again, right, so that's Colton Gordon. And listen, we had already expected Colton Gordon to be in this rotation anyhow. So we knew he was going to be there. So right now, the Astros rotation consists of Hunter Brown, Framber Valdez, Lance McCullers, Colton Gordon, and Walter. Brandon Walter, is that where you are right now? Am I missing somebody else?
And when we were going into spring training, man, I mean, we talked about it on this show, like how exciting the potential look of this starting rotation was going
to
be.
Gusto. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut Gusto from the leg. So maybe Gusto's in over Walter. Or maybe they want to stay with the six-man rotation with Walter. I don't know. What the hell they wanted to do it with Gordon.
We trust in Joe, right? He's the captain. It's fine.
It's also, you know, armchair quarterback now, but this was a concern last year when a lot of these guys were throwing such a career high in innings. And I don't know if that's related to it at all, but, well, you know.
Some people are asking that question. Someone texted in and said, do you think these elbow injuries are more than before? And is this an Astros thing? I don't know. I talked about this, I believe, yesterday. I feel like this is just kind of what's going on around the league, but it does feel like, maybe because we cover the Astros, like we can run down the list of this. This is now Ronel Blanco, who's at least going on for, he's getting a second opinion on what he saw. Clearly didn't like what he saw on the first imaging. But then we know Hayden Wisniewski came over and is going to have Tommy John. Christian Javier has had Tommy John. Garcia has now had a setback from his Tommy John that he had before Javier. Lance McCullers and all that he's had, and the Tommy John he had before. Verlander, Tommy John, his issues he's had. Jose Urquidy, Tommy John, his issues he's had. I haven't even seen JP France in forever, and I think his is a shoulder. It is. That is, it's interesting. It's interesting to see. They have dealt with this a ton.
Yeah, you got to do some self-scouting in this area. Because I don't think it's hyperbolic to say. I do believe they lead the league or have led the league in pitchers' injuries in recent years.
Yeah.
So I know it's a trend in baseball. Injuries are going up with pitchers and the way the game has changed. But it feels like it's increased at a more rapid pace for the Astros.
Want to send a congratulations to...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Houston Rockets and their young potential star, Amen Thompson, as he makes in year two the NBA All Defensive First Team, and I get the feeling, Luke, that this is a place that Amen Thompson is going to live throughout his career and a future Defensive Player of the Year, especially the way basketball is changing. And let's just each year, Victor just goes off with blocking shots. But I think there's a chance he can win multiple Defensive Player of the Year awards and be in this situation. I heard somebody say this. I can't remember who said this. Maybe it was Sean Pendergast. But he said, of all the players on this team, Amen Thompson's the only one that is that does something at an elite level, and that's defend. Right? They've got, like, you know, before the choke job of the playoffs, Jalen Green was solid at areas. Alperen Şengün is pretty good. Maybe he is an elite passer for a big man. Maybe if you want to get that specific, but really good, but nothing that he does just exceptional.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.